When the railroads came into the mountain areas, the old singers with their folk songs heard new sounds, sophisticated sounds, syncopations, rhythms. And copying the Tin Pan Alley writers, they put some of the words and the ideas into the folk songs, and then they sang them. You had such manifestations as the Grand Ole Opry and the country dance groups, meaning country music groups. Sometimes these groups were associated with all sorts of great barn dances where you not only had the music and the singing, half of which was folk music, the other half was a new kind of music called hillbilly or country music. You also had games and jokes and comedians and things like the old minstrel end men, which had left such an impression in our country. And so a hillbilly group or a country dance group or a rock and roll group sometimes has with it all the appurtenances of a four-ring circus, and it should be just as much fun even to those of you who are brought up in the city. It should be almost like a county fair for you, a runway. Hillbilly music is sort of a misnomer. Many of these people are not hillbillies. They're city people like Carter and Ralph Stanley, for instance, who come from Stratton, Virginia. Of course, it's a small town, but they've got radios there and records. In 1946, they organized a great group called the Clinch Mountain Boys. So let me present for you, with the Clinch Mountain Boys, a great aggregation of country musicians with Ralph and Carter Stanley at the head.